Well, it is a very good evening to you and LUB at 11:03 even on a Thursday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there, Michael Fliegelman, Paulie Questel there on the other side, 1-877-337-6666, and that'll be the number for a three-hour Thursday schmooze right up until the moose, Mark Malusis at 2, right here on your fan, New York City. A few words on the Yankees, but I will alert you in a few moments or so. The New York Metropolitans are in one of those wild and crazy, believable, unbelievable games in Miami, and we are in extra frames. We're in overtime. The Mets are batting in the top of the 11th inning. There is one out and nobody on. And so it is 8-8. And it is like the good, it is the bad, and it is the ugly. But following another brilliant post-game show from Sweeney Murdy, let us just touch on one thing or another. And you've already either heard the game, seen the game with the Yankees winning again. And, of course, this was a game tonight, and maybe Sweeney alluded to this. I've been watching with the Metropolitans. But I certainly saw it with the Yankees, and this was a game that they would have lost a year ago, leaving a village, and not a small village, a large village, like maybe a town, a small city maybe, on the bases. And certainly the Yankee fan remembers from last year and the year before that, and what seems like a lifetime ago, where anybody that dared get on base for the New York Yankees was going to be left there all by his lonesome. So the Yankees pulling this one out, maybe this is a sign, some kind of an omen, some kind of a signal that 2017, even with the youngsters, even with the kids, and of course with no Sanchez, you saw Bird in the lineup tonight. And he was in that number seven hole, and you heard maybe with the Pope of Hudson Street and Joe Girardi in his normal Thursday spot at 5 o'clock. He was taking a little pressure off of the Birdman of the Bronx by, coming back from injury, coming back and coming into the lineup with a 1-4-16, the slow start after the hot spring. And so to take a little bit of pressure off of him, he was batting number seven. So a little bit with the adjustment there. But this was a game, even missing Sanchez, of course, this was a game the Yankees would have lost a year ago, make no mistake about it. And the Yankees tonight pulling it out, as you know, of course, living throughout this game on the edge, living very, very dangerously, having you think for a very long time that the best of Severino was going to be wasted with all of those runners stranded in scoring position. And any time a Yankee fan hears runners stranded in scoring position, you know they are wincing. But alas, Aaron, the Babe Hicks, and Dellin Betances had you exhale, had you back to calm and composed and collected, responsible those two for getting you through the night in one piece. Severino gave up a two-out RBI base hit. And of course it was going to be with two outs. You know from this, he gave up a two-out RBI base hit that tied the game, and that run for the Yankees, the long fly ball by Babe Hicks. And he wasn't through for the evening, was he? In the meantime, the bases were left loaded in the third inning, and I could hear the crowd murmuring and the whispers getting louder, and then you could hear those whispers loud and clear, and they cannot be repeated on the radio. And two were in scoring position in the fourth inning, and that leadoff double in the sixth with the Castro, all of this adding up to a 2-1 deficit. The Yankees leaving all of these people again like a small town on the bases and trailing 2-1 until the seventh inning when here he comes. Look out, the Babe. He did it again for what turned out to be the winning margin, but not until you were again put through the ringer as a Yankee fan. Again on the edge with those two runners on the corner with nobody out for Tampa. And you, I know you were thinking the other spike is about to drop. I know you were thinking that the trap door was about to open and the Yankees were going to fall into it. But back from the ledge you were when Betances retired Kiermaier and Longoria and Miller so you could again catch your breath. And, of course, Chapman in the ninth inning, no harm, no foul, as they say, good morning, good afternoon, good night, 1, 2, 3. And so the Yankees, you could finally exhale when the game was over, getting to the car, getting to the four train. Getting home in one piece, you were going to get home in one piece, and you'll probably sleep tight tonight, knowing that you saw a game from a year ago you would have lost, but tonight you pull it out. And so the Yankees win again, and the Babe resurrected. And a couple of, about a week ago, somebody was calling about, you know, you got to play Aaron Hicks over Aaron Judge. Well, tonight he should be calling and saying that. Although Aaron Hicks, what's wrong with him? He must be in some kind of a slump for the first time in four games. He didn't hit a home run with the Metropolitans. I tell you what. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what. Right here and now, I think I'm going to tell you from what. Keep in mind the 1-877-337-6666. Following the postgame show, which is sometimes longer than games itself. But you don't mind a long postgame show when the Yankees win and you get to revisit by listening to Sweeney go over every single piece of minutia and crossing every T and dotting every I so that if you do miss a game listening to Sweeney, it's like listening to the game all over again. And so the bottom line is it's a 3-2 win for the Yankees. And you were beginning to think, you know what, I've had enough of the Kiermaiers and the Longorias. But you know what, they're welcome back to the Bronx anytime as long as the Yankees are going to do a little bit more than the Kiermaiers and the Longorias. And we all know what kind of a Yankee killer Longoria is. But you saw what Betances did with him. When the chance to tie that game was right there for him on the table, but Betances says, you're not going to do it, and he didn't. And the Yankees pull it out. I'll tell you what, before we talk about the Mets, believe me, it's going to take like a lifetime. And I'll just say this, another two home runs for Cespedes. And by the time in this game, it's 8-8, and we are in the bottom of the 11th inning. Miami is batting. There are two outs. Stanton just popped out. And so there are two outs, bottom of the 11th inning, nobody on. And it's 8-8. And we have seen in this game, and let me just say this, and you know what? We're going to take a couple of calls. People have taken the time to call in. We're going to take them before we get into detail about the Mets because there is so much about this game that needs to be said and responded to, and that's where you come in with the 1-877-337-6666. Cespedes, by the time he hit a second home run, that was home run number 5 in 15 at-bats. Now, there was another incident with Cespedes in the seventh inning, and of course, the Metropolitan fan is still either listening and or watching with the game going on. This has been a nail-biter. You have seen the good in the Mets game. You have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have seen two home runs from Cespedes, the good. You have seen the bad and the ugly from him as well. And we'll get into all of it. I've been promoted. I actually have more than 20 minutes. What is it? And we'll go until 2 o'clock in the morning. So again, no from the 1-877. I'm going to go to the phones. So no from the 1-877-337-6666 number to call. And of course, with Mohegan Sun. And you know from Mohegan Sun with Connecticut Pocono Downs and Resorts, Atlantic City, the Ur Tower, the hotel, And also with the Mohegan Sun, the casino. You don't just go to the hotel. You get out of the room and get into the casino and have yourself a good time. Lewis is calling from Woodbridge. Lewis, leading off.
What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Hey, Lewis, what can you say? Everything's good, I hope, with you, too.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Hey, man, you described that Yankee game perfectly, honestly. Last year, we would have been, we would have left all those runners on base. We would have never came through, so you described that game perfectly. But, hey, listen, Severino, man, he pitched a great game.
He did.
He made that one mistake. He gave up that one bomb. But, I mean, other than that, he had good stuff, career-high strikeouts.
Yep.
And, they're not looking bad. I mean,
no.
They keep pitching and they keep hitting.
And you're right on the money. And it's not just, wanting to see Bird and wanting to see Sanchez. And hopefully he'll recover a little bit faster than the 4 weeks. And thanks, Lewis, a lot for your call. Look who, in this month of April, which has a few more minutes to go, just take a look at who has stepped up. Headley and Ellsbury and Gardner a little bit. And you heard with the interview with Mike from earlier today how Girardi was going to at least keep him out, Gardner, for the game. And we don't want Gardner to have the glass chin. So he doesn't want to hear that from his teammates or from anybody in the stands, that's for sure. But the bottom line is, for precautionary reasons, as they say in the trade, Gardner not in the lineup. But just take a look at the guys who have been hitting. You know, it's like Ellsbury and Gardner a little bit and Headley. I'm just saying already. So and Torres with his 7 RBIs, although he left a couple of guys in scoring position. But so did everybody in the middle part of the game. But Severino, this is what you wanted to see. If you're a Yankee fan, this is what you were hoping, wishing, and praying for with him as a starter. Because coming out of the bullpen, he was getting everybody out, blowing him away with the two pitches. But starting, he had to learn it a little bit with the changeup. And if he could develop the third pitch and the fourth pitch, including the changeup, you might see some success with the starting, and you saw it tonight. And you're probably saying to yourself, where has it been? What took you so long? So Severino was just, and of course last year, had Severino thrown 7 innings, a 1-2-run ball, 5 hits, whatever it was already, you would have lost the game with all of those runners stranded in scoring position, but not tonight. And Severino is going to feel a lot better about himself. And you, as a Yankee fan, are going to feel a lot better about the rotation if Severino can do what he did tonight more often. Nick is calling from we go national again. Nick is calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Steve, I love being on the show. I love listening to you when I can get you out here on the radio. You're coming in loud and clear tonight.
And in Manhattan with the buildings already, I think they get nothing but static. But in Cleveland, you can hear us.
I got you perfect.
Excellent. I'm glad you called.
About this.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this. Are you of the mindset that, and I know we're only a few games in, but do you feel like Joe Girardi, do you think you feel like he's a little underappreciated at times, not only from the local fan base, but nationally?
Well, because the Yankees haven't been living up to all the championships, and because they haven't been in the, well, they were in the postseason, and then Dallas Keuchel ended their postseason for 3 hours 2 years ago. But because they haven't really been them, because they haven't been what they have been and used to be, and because they are rebuilding a little bit, you could make that argument, yes. And by the way, you could start with underappreciated by a lot of Yankee fans before you go anywhere else around the country.
Okay, that's what I was getting the sense of. Because if you were to ask me and you, let's say, okay, who are the best managers in baseball? I'd say right here in Cleveland, Terry Francona is one of the best.
Oh, he is.
Bruce Bochy out in San Francisco has done a nice job. But I feel like because of the market that the Yankees are in, the huge market, the big spenders, always big payroll, I feel like the managerial job of Girardi is sometimes underappreciated. At least from afar, that's what it seems like. So if Yankee fans are listening, I think that sometimes he gets he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves, Steve.
And you, well, of course. And when you're not winning, and you look at the, and thanks a lot for your call from off the shores of Lake Erie with the midges, and with Chamberlain already with the midges all over the face. What is it? But the bottom line, and with Sandy Alomar against Rivera in 97, Cleveland, what? But they have LeBron, don't they? And they have, also have the Cleveland Browns, so the Cleveland types cannot get too carried away. But here's the Yankee fan living in Cleveland. But nonetheless, or visiting, who knows already. But the bottom line is, if you're not winning, the manager is going to take his lumps too. And when they're turning things around, or when they're rebuilding, retooling, restructuring, and going through the transition from boring and stale and getting older as we speak to new and young and fresh and firm, then you don't hear too much with the accolades. The Yankees start winning and keep winning as they're doing now. You'll hear a lot more good things about the manager, that's for sure.